Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of Titus chapter 2, we were learning that we cannot expect our children to follow the instructions we are teaching them about godly living if we are not following those same instructions. Let's continue with that lesson today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
On his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
A wife represents what a believer is to be to Jesus Christ, and the husband's representing what Jesus Christ is to us. And what you're doing, you're giving a bad example if you don't do it that way to your children and to the world about you. And don't expect your children to be saved. Don't expect revival in America until you get your home right, get yourself right, get your life right. Yes, your children have a free will. And you may teach them the right way 100% and they go another direction. You have a free will to turn back from what all these people that have snuck in unaware, that have crept in unawares, and just really get it right in your own home, in your own life, whether the rest of the world gets right or not. You want to stand before God, not ashamed at his appearing. But some will be ashamed at his appearing, whereas others have confidence. So we need to understand that. God never commanded these things they're doing today in the churches. And it's an abomination to God and the church, which was founded on right biblical doctrine and standards, the fundamentals of the faith, and the holiness of God and his inerrant word. They didn't try to change the word. They didn't try to go with the new translation that they falsely say will help you to understand so much better. You know, isn't that interesting? They say the King James is hard to understand. Well, King James is on a fifth grade education level. So if the colleges and universities they went to and earned their doctorates from failed them, that they can't read at a fifth grade level, then they need to stop what they're doing. Maybe they need to sue those colleges that they can't understand a fifth grade level book, the Bible. Now, let's go on here, getting back here in Titus chapter 2. Now, I deviated there. I deviated on purpose. That was my thing. I deviated on purpose, so you'd get that. Now, Titus 2, we were looking at those things, but then verse 15 says, these things speak, exhort, rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. So, all these commands that we read and all these things about the aged women, the aged men, the young women, the young men, the servants, all of them. He's told to preach and exhort, strongly urge it. Preach it continuously. Keep it strong. That's what they're told to do. Now look, don't provide opportunities in your church, in your home, whatever, for things. For an example, like child molesters, we talked about Christian so-called ballet. And they think, well, no, those pictures aren't going to go out anyway. Oh, yes, they will. And if they don't go out, people will hear about them, and you'll find out they're drawn to your children. Now, John the Baptist, he was absolutely right to tell Herod, it is not lawful for thee to have thy brother Philip's wife. Today, there are many Christians that would be down on John for saying that. He had no business offending him. Yes, that preacher has a responsibility before God to rescue the perishing. He's got a responsibility before God to help people get turned back right, because Satan stands at the door ready to wreck their life. You see, I'm afraid today that there are preachers that have power, but their power is of Satan, but not of God. And they don't even realize that. They don't realize that. The powers of Satan, not of God, the power of God. You know, in Acts chapter 24, verse 24 and 25, Paul's preaching there. And guess what? As he's preaching there to the king and his wife, they get shook up. He's preaching to them of judgment to come, of sin, of righteousness. Man, they get shook up and said, okay, that's enough. Okay. But he preached it. They shook over that. But I believe that he preached it in love. Ephesians 4:15 says, speaking the truth in love. You don't water down the truth. You don't lessen the truth. You don't omit truth because it's love, because that's not love if you don't give them the truth. I mean, you can go to 1 John chapter 3 and verse 18. You can go to Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. You can go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, my brethren, what sort of things are true, what sort of things honest, what sort of things are good, lovely, of good report, and on it goes. To think on those things. Think tells you even how to think. All right. Verse John 3:18 talks about letting our love continue, being to love as we ought to love, you know. And just, so you get into these things. I'm just saying is that we've got to be careful that we do God's will, God's way. Now, a lot of people have problems with what I just said there. They have trouble with what I've said here so far as we started here with verse 15, but those things up to that point. And so I just wanted you to know that we are trying to tell it as God wants it told, and that's what we're going to do, and not apologize for it. Because I know that if you hear it, obey it, follow what God has to say here, it's going to be best for you. Whereas we see the second chapter dealing with behavior as becometh holiness, there was much to address women, young and old, men, young and old, and servants. Okay? So again, what are they trying to do? To accomplish the goal of this book, to get into the lives of each individual Christian, behavior that becometh holiness. And that is still the goal of today. Verse 11 through 14, yes, it focused on the grace of God as well as the very person of Christ. And we got much from that. We really did. And you can go back on our website, centralbaptistocala.org, and look at those. But nonetheless, we focused on that. They are verses good to go back and look at again. These verses have been addressing our personal responsibility in our relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, see, a lot of them say, man, that preacher's on us. Boy, he's on our back. I mean, he's really going after us. No. I'm trying to help you see your personal responsibility in your personal relationship with Jesus Christ. If it's on you, it's because it's God's Word and His Holy Spirit works through His Word. The Holy Spirit works through the mouth of a speaker that is preaching His Word and tries to convict your heart that you may finish well instead of being ashamed at His appearing. So this is now about holiness as concerns pastoral responsibility. And that's what we're getting here in verse 15. Again, let me look at that. in verse 15, we see here of this chapter, personal responsibility of pastors. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. You think that later that the Holy Spirit had Paul write in Ephesians, prayed that he would have a holy utterance that is preaching that does not allow anyone to be indifferent to the word of God, because the power of God is on it in such a way he's rightly dividing the word and he's not holding back. He's preaching as it is to men as they are. That's utterance. Boldness. As a preacher, you know how certain things are going to be taken. So he not only asked for that, but he asked for boldness. And so that's what you're seeing here in verse 15. He's even told how to preach. He's to exhort, strongly urge them. He's to rebuke. A rebuke is needed. He's doing it with authority. In other words, he is doing it with boldness. So again, he's doing that, and says, let no man despise you. Guess what? You know what? Sometimes the preacher's attitude and the preacher's way and the preacher's life, he may preach that way, and then his life shows something else. His attitude shows something else. Preacher's at fault. It gives men a reason that they may, not a justification, but a reason they may despise him. So don't let your life, preacher, get to the point where it gives people a chance to despise you for the way you're going about it. Now, you always do, the way is always God's way. And he just gave it to you there about exhort and so forth, right in that verse. Strongly urge. But keep it in mind. This is about holiness as concerns pastoral responsibility and that accountability you have for Christ. Now, if you remember back in chapter 1, we covered the holy requirements of those whom Titus was instructed to ordain as pastors. The standards were high standards for those. And you go back again and listen on the website to what we had to say on those things. Titus is told to speak and exhort. The idea is to continually remind them of these things, as the present tense is used in the Greek language. It means it's a continual thing. It is important to God about the personal responsibility of pastors. That's why there's a greater condemnation, a greater expectation. God has structure and order for his holy work and through the local church.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.